Hello, everybody, and welcome to episode 237 of the Pixelated Sausage Podcast for Thursday, September 3rd, 2015. I am your host, Mark Kuznets, and there will be a little something different in this episode. I took a suggestion from a friend of mine, Lunchbox, and I decided to play Metal Gear Solid 5 while recording my video game section of the podcast. So it's a bit longer than probably it would have been otherwise, and there are times when I just kind of get distracted by the game. Also, I thought I had it loud enough that it would come across the mic, but for the most part, I don't really think you can hear the audio of the game, so I will have to remedy that if people... One, I have to find out if people like the fact that they're basically hearing a Let's Play and not seeing it, so they're just getting the audio. I have to know if people want to hear the audio of the game or if they like just hearing my talking about whatever I'm talking about and reacting to the game every now and again and not having to hear the actual in-game audio. I need a lot of feedback as to what people think of that, because I have no idea how people are going to react to that, just because it is so, I mean, it very much so is a Let's Play video minus the video, which really kind of defeats the entire purpose of a Let's Play, because people want to see the video. They like the personality and all that, but they also want to see the actual game. But yeah, I play Metal Gear Solid 5 while talking about Metal Gear Solid 5 and Forza 6. Played that demo. And played a bit of Whispering Willows, one of the many, many indie games, the ID at Xbox games. So y'all can look forward to that, maybe. And yeah, I don't even want to listen back to it myself, because I'm just like, this is probably a train wreck. But the audio was not staticky or anything, so that was good. And then other than that, when I finish that little part of the show, I hit up some summer anime, like always. Probably go through that quickly, because the game thing just kind of went on and on longer than I thought. Other than that, I haven't really been doing much besides working, and just I talk about it when I talk about it, but I'm really, really in love with Metal Gear Solid 5, and it's super, super nice to be in love with the game again. It really is. It's a super nice feeling, and it fills me with so much joy, and then it also fills me with sadness knowing that this is Kojima's last Metal Gear Solid game. And depending on how it ends, when it ends, it might wrap up the whole Metal Gear Solid story, which is so, you know, incredibly convoluted and just overly complex and nonsensical in great ways and in some not so great ways, but yeah, it'll be a bittersweet thing when it all comes to an end. Though the end is not in this game, because the end is already dead. Spoilers, oh my god. And y'all don't have to worry about spoilers, because I did not talk about the story in that. When I talked about the game, I just didn't talk about the story. In part because there's not that much story so far, at least, in the game. Which is weird. But yeah, that's it. So I'm just going to let the show do the talking for me. Well, I'll let myself do the talking for myself, because the rest of the show is me talking to myself. So really, I will do the talking for myself, because I have a mouth and it is capable of speech. Oh, boy. Enjoy the show. Maybe? Question mark? Also, my mom's birthday is in a few days, so early happy birthday. She doesn't listen to this, thank God. But happy early birthday. I shall be seeing you later this weekend. So, yeah. It sucks. Why'd your birthday have to come right as Metal Gear Solid 5 came out? I don't want to leave the game, but I have to. Because I'm not a bad person. Okay. Bye-bye. Well, not bye-bye. Bye-bye for now. And Insult Ninja for now. And then game for now. For now.
Insult Ninja! Shing!
Hello, everybody. I'm trying something a little bit different on this here episode after it was suggested by Lunchbox. While I talk about video games, I'll be playing a video game. In fact, I'll be playing Metal Gear Solid 5 The Phantom Pain. And I'll be talking about that game and a few others as well. I'm going to just do a regular side op mission, which is one of the side missions that you can do to gather resources or things, you know, basic things to develop new weapons or stuff like that. Nothing essential, but not good. So I'm going to do this one that I've been avoiding just because I didn't really care about it. But yeah, let's just get this done. I will select a landing zone. So this is essentially going to be kind of like a let's play minus the video, because doesn't that sound great? Sounds like a great idea. And if y'all hate this, blame Lunchbox. It's all his fault. If you love it, give me all the credit. And so let's commence this mission. Now, I was more and more excited for Metal Gear Solid 5 as it was nearing launch. It was just something weird about it that I was getting super excited about it. And I wasn't really that excited when Ground Zeroes came out. And I played that and I enjoyed it, but I didn't really love it just because it was so short and so brief and it was much more of a playground. But Metal Gear Solid 5, I am loving it. This is the first time I've genuinely loved a game since I think probably Middle Earth Shadows of Mordor, and that's kind of depressing when you think about it, because that's a fairly old game. Well, not old, but it's at least a year old, so that means I've been not loving any game since then. I mean, I've enjoyed games, but I'm just absolutely head over heels in love with Metal Gear Solid 5. Though I will say, it does have a bit of a rocky start. And if you can hear that in the background, maybe I'll get sued for this, or they'll be like, take this showdown. One of the things you get to do in this game that I'm sure plenty of people have heard about is collect music. I finally found Take On Me. So I just, the second I got that, I turned that into my helicopter music. But yeah. The beginning of this game starts off in a much more traditional Metal Gear Solid, or it starts off super Metal Gear Solid 4-ish in that it's so many cutscenes. Like, it's the first hour and a half or so is a lot of cutscenes, and then a lot of just here. Hold the left analog stick up to move forward. That's not fun. That's not fun at all. I would much rather just not have any control than such limited control, because when I'm basically just doing so little, I'm not engaged in the story. Miller's going off about flowers that I'm picking, because, you know, I like to pick flowers in my game. But it starts off super cutscene heavy and really, really slow and weird. And it was all new to me because I haven't watched any of the trailers except for the that one that was kind of showing the series as it progressed through the years, which was really kind of sad in a way, because it was just like, oh my god, this is the franchise that pretty much showed me games could be more than just, you know, jumping on things and whatnot. And now it's coming to an end, at least through the visionary behind the series is no longer going to work on it. Most likely, I don't know. You never know what could happen. But you got all these cutscenes and all this craziness going on. And there's a bit of action, but for the most part, it's just really slow. And it's just kind of like, oh, God, can I please just get to the point where the game actually starts? And that takes a while to happen. So after that all went down, I was kind of, one, I started the game really late. So I was just kind of tired after that. So I ended up not playing the game until I woke up probably again around like midnight or something. Because I was just like, man, this hour and a half was so exhausting. I am just beat. I'm out of here. I'm done. And I was just like, I hope things change. And things got way, way better after that. After that, the game just opened up and it's really feels like the realization of Peace Walker. This feels like what Peace Walker was basically. It was like Peace Walker was a test run for this. Because this just feels like Peace Walker blown up to such a huge scale. Super pretty. It's a very pretty game. It also makes me really want a Red Dead game more than I ever did before. I wasn't really wanting a Red Dead game, but now just riding the horse and the vast open spaces, which, despite there being all these vast open spaces, I find this world very interesting. I like to explore it and just mess around in it. Whereas in something like The Witcher 3, that was pretty dense, but also fairly kind of just the same everywhere, I wasn't that interested in the story. I mean, not the story, in the world. And it's funny, too, because I don't think there are any kind of, like, civilians. Ooh, there's another song somewhere. What is that? I'm not sure what that is. But, yeah, and just now happened, there's this glitch with the game, which is the only annoying thing about it, where the audio kind of, like, stutters, and the control just drops and continues pushing in whatever direction you were. Sort of spins around to the camera. And that's annoying, really annoying, especially if you're in a situation where you really need your controls bad. But yeah, there's just something about this world that I'm interested in exploring, even though so much of it is empty space. And I don't think there are any civilians or anything like that that I can interact with. It's pure, it's much more like, well, no, Far Cry even has civilians. But maybe like Far Cry 2 in a sense. Oddly enough, which is my favorite Far Cry, still. But yeah, I really do love this game. And the funny thing is, I feel like this may have less story in it as a total. Because once that beginning section is done, there's not really, you get like little bits here and there, before and after you go into missions, and sometimes during the missions, but for the most part, it's pretty light on story, and it's a lot about the gameplay, and luckily, it plays extremely well. I don't think it's that different than Ground Zeroes, but for whatever reason, I think probably because it's more open, and not just in this very, very confined space, even though Ground Zeroes was a somewhat big space. But another part of the game that I just love is, and I love this about Peace Walker, which is why I was excited about this as well, is the Fulton system. And just, I mean, I want to Fulton everything, and I can't yet because I haven't upgraded my Fulton ability. Look at this guy. One of the things I upgraded was my binocular, so now that I can see how skilled a soldier is before even bothering to Fulton them, if I don't feel it. And this one I'm looking at right now is all E, so he's a piece of crap. You suck. You really suck. But yeah, the story is really minimal. And that's kind of weird. It's kind of sad. I kind of wish there were more cutscenes. But at the same time, I'm just having a blast playing the game. This is the most fun I've had with a Metal Gear Solid game most definitely. And the thing I really like is that stealth and action and guns ablazing are both very possible. You know, I never felt that way with something like Splinter Cell. I always felt that once shit got crazy, it was dead. But with Metal Gear Solid 5, I try to do it stealthy, but if things go crazy, then things go crazy. And of course, you can always just replay a mission. But yeah, I don't want to get too much into the story that is there and the story that I have seen. But I'm so weird. I'm like, I don't want to take away my attention from the game, but I also don't want to not. I have to balance these two things that are going on. But yeah, Metal Gear Solid 5, I'm loving. The one thing that does suck, time to interrogate this fool. Yeah, I need blueprints. That's why I'm here, you're not. There you go. Go to sleep. Nighty night. What was I going to say? Oh yeah, the one thing that's also annoying is that the servers for the game are still, quote, under maintenance or whatever. So all the online functionality of the game is not available. Even the ability to upload your save from Ground Zeroes, which unlocks I don't know what, but I can't unlock it. And that's annoying me because I want to unlock it, even though I don't know what it would really, because I'm not sure if it unlocks things as based on if you've completed all the side missions and stuff, which I never ended up doing. But yeah, I'm excited to see the online stuff when it goes live, where you can, I think, invade other bases and stuff. And I haven't had this much fun with a game in so long that it's just, and after the last few weeks I've had, I've needed something like this, so I'm just so incredibly happy with this game right now, and I hope it just continues to be as good as it is, even though there's also this constant bittersweetness of it all, knowing that this is the end. Though there's the part of me that's like, yes, this is, it's nice, because... Let me see what you are. What's with all these crap? But yeah, Metal Gear Solid 5, The Phantom Pain, is a fantastic game. And I think that it would be possible. You won't really get everything, but the story is in such a... I mean, the story is so ridiculous anyway, just in general, that... I mean, you don't need to really know what's going on. Man, I just broke a bunch of pots. You don't really need to know. I mean, even people who've been with the series the whole time, it's easy to get confused with what the hell's going on, because it's all just a bunch of nonsense. But, you know, delightful nonsense. I'm really not doing anything. Oh, shit. There's a guy right there. What are you? Why do all these guys suck? All E's? Should I just shoot him? Should I kill him? No. That's going to hurt my rating. No kills are good. Let's just grab him and get some intel. Other than this, though, I've been playing... I played a little bit of the Forza 6. Everyone's talking about Bloodlines. Jesus, how many are here? Are you just telling me the same ones? The Forza 6 demo, which I kind of... I played it, and then at the same time, I was just like, I don't need to play this because I know I'm going to get it, because it's Forza, and Forza is a fantastic series, and yeah, why would I not be buying this game? But it's great. It looks great, plays great. What I really have always loved about the Forza franchise is that the difficulty scales incredibly well, so that if you're a casual player and want a lot of assists, it plays great for you, for y'all. And at the same time, if you want to be super simmy about it, you can do all that as well. Unlike Project Cars, which is just, I need to try it after the, what is it, the 3.0 update. But I just, with Forza 6 coming out, Project Cars is pretty much dead as far as I'm concerned. But yeah, it looks really nice. The demo is a strong, lengthy demo. Though I hate the fact that there's this intro video that you can't skip. I'm like, well, I don't want to watch this, especially if I load this up again. But yeah, I'm excited for that. I wish there was some kind of limited edition or something. I'm surprised that there isn't. I know there's a limited edition console, and I think there's a limited edition with like a t-shirt in England. But other than that, there isn't anything, you know, there's nothing special. I mean, they just had like the 10th anniversary edition or whatever, which is just the basic edition. Sort of like a day one edition. And then I also started playing Whispering Willows, that indie game, one of the many indie games that is released, but I mentioned that on the last show, I think. Oh, God, somebody sees me. Spot a new threat? Yeah, okay. Oh, a car just pulled up or something. Ship. Oh, he's coming for me. I'm gonna shoot him. There you go. Sleepy time. Let's see what you are. Are you good? Analysis complete. Oh, he's got a C rank in research and development, I think. I will say one thing that was sad, and I told this to Lunchbox on Twitter, is that I tried to fault in a bear and had 90% success rate, and it failed. And that was the most depressing part of this game so far. But Whispering Willow, it's an adventure game, like puzzle-y game too, where you're looking for your father. You're this young girl, and this is great. I love watching them. Just when they wake up and realize, like, oh, bye bye. Subject on board. Yes, got him. So, in Whispering Willow, you play a young girl who's looking for her father, and you end up, I don't know if you fell down or you were pushed down, or there's some, you end up in this crypt, and there's all these dead bodies everywhere, or coffins and urns and stuff. And you're trying to get out of there. I mean, I've only played like a half hour, probably. And it looks very pretty. It's all hand-drawn visuals, I believe. Though, it doesn't give the best first impression, because the opening cutscene, which is also hand-drawn, I'm sure, looks really cheap and ugly. Sort of like all the bad things you associate with deviant art. You know, very kind of cheap, quick, amateurish. And that was a bit sad, because I was like, oh man, I thought I remember this looking pretty. But then the actual game looks really nice. And I mean, there's no animation in the cutscenes either. It's just sort of a bunch of still frames where it's like, oh, you fall down, so here's a shot of you standing up, and we cut to you falling down halfway, and then here, now you're sitting on the floor on your butt because you hit your butt. But it does look very pretty, and the gameplay is not too bad. You basically are able to, you have this amulet that not exacerbates it. I'm trying to think of that word for it. It amplifies. There we go. It amplifies your inherited natural Cherokee spirit powers or whatever, and you're able to kind of, your spirit, I guess, is able to come out of your body, and you can use that to get through small cracks and whatnot to unlock doors, and I'm sure more in the future. But you have to return to your body, so you can't like move your spirit self somewhere and then reform as your human self in that the place where the spirit is. You will always revert back to wherever your human body is, not your spirit body. And Yeah, it's very pretty. The story seems like it could be interesting, but yeah, the cutscenes were not pretty. But the game is pretty, and it's currently on sale for $6.99. Regular price is $9.99, so it's not. It's one of the more cheaper products out there. And where the hell am I going? What am I? Why am I going? I'm going everywhere but where I'm supposed to go. But yeah, Whispering Willows is worth checking out if you're into adventure games. Okay, guy sees me. Is there anyone behind me? No, I'm going to shoot this dude. Uh-oh, sandstorm is coming. Sandstorm. The weather is an interesting thing in here, too. There you go, sleepy time. But yeah, Whispering Willows is quite possibly good. There's a lot of potential in it. And here comes the sandstorm. So other than that, I've just been playing Metal Gear Solid 5, of course. And I might check out Mad Max since I saw it at Redbox. And it's horrible, but I'm super, super... I might end up buying the prototype Biohazard bundle because it's on sale currently for like $33 or something. And I don't want to want it, but I want it so bad. And it's really distressing for me because I'm like, I know they didn't really do anything but more achievements, and I can play it on my Xbox One right now. I don't know why I still, even when I'm enjoying Metal Gear Solid 5, I'm like, I kind of want to play some prototype. And then I was thinking to myself, I kind of really wish they would, like, do an HD version of the Incredible Hulk game. What was it? Hulk Ultimate Destruction? What the hell was that? There's an audio. Man, this is a weird audio. What? This is that. That was an extended audio glitch right there, people. People. But yeah, I kind of really want prototype. Oh, it's morning, 6 a.m. The time changing in here is nice. What? Is this thing constantly moving or am I just stupid? What am I? I don't understand. I need to open this map. I'm just like, I'm going around like this entire area, but I'm not gun emplacement. Okay, great. Whoop-de-doo. What is this? Dumpster? I don't care about a dumpster. Mortar? Yeah. Now I have to pee, man. Where is that? Okay, there we go. Now I know where the blueprint is. It's across the friggin' street. Okay, let's do this. I don't think there's anyone over here. Let's finish this. Let's finish the fight before I say goodnight and goodbye. You're goddamn right I have. Where are you? Okay. Obtain. I don't want a shield blueprint. I'm here for some stupid SMG. God, mother effer. This is the worst. I am the worst at this. I'm clearly not. Because I'm trying not to have too much parts where it's just me not talking, which makes me not play the game. Because. You know, I gotta give some props and credit to Let's Players because this is not super easy. What is this? Nope. Wait, those are all dumpsters. Why are there so many dumpsters here? I don't even remember what I was talking about beforehand. Am I even in the right location? Is this the right place? Is this where the thing is? What? Gun emplacement. I don't care. I don't think I can do this. Well, what I mean is I don't think I can find this thing in time for all y'all to finish. So I'm just gonna say goodbye right now and finish this on my own. How long have I been yapping myself for? Jesus, 24 minutes almost. Okay, hold on. There's this dude here. I'm going to go interrogate him. Okay, gotta slow down. Gotta sneak up. Gotta sneaky sneak. Sneaky sneak. Waha, got you. Woo! Spit it out. Give me our specialist. I don't care about your specialist. Jeepers, creepers. Yeah, go to sleep. Idiot, you worthless. What are you? What are you anyway? You're a bunch of D's and E's. I hate you. I hate all of y'all. Y'all are the worst people in the world. Okay, so that is it for this train wreck of a video game section. Like I said, Whispering Willows, worth checking out. Metal Gear Solid 5, I highly recommend. I would recommend checking out a lot of the past games as well. I do kind of want to play through Metal Gear Solid 4 again, in part because I've wanted to ever since they added trophies, and also, you know, I don't like the fact that I hate that game. Of all, you know, I love the franchise. It's one of my, it may be my absolute favorite franchise because it means so much to me. And yeah, the fact that I hate one of the games but love everything else. I love Portable Ops, all of those. I love Peace Walker, love Metal Gear Solid 1, 2, 3, now 5, Ground Zeroes. I love, no, what am I talking about? I don't love, it was fine. It was just really brief and kind of, not, there wasn't much to it. But yeah, I really hope that I like. I just, you should play them all. The HD collection was really good. I'm rushing now because I really do have to pee. I'm about to pee my pants. So yeah, this is the test run for the nightmare that was the Let's Play audio edition. So hopefully y'all like it. If y'all like it or don't like it, whatever your feelings are, leave them in a comment on this post. Tweet at me at PXSausage. Of course, that is my Twitter name. Or email me. Email the show, psp@pixelatedsausage.com. All right, everyone. I'm going to go finish this damn mission already, which shouldn't be taking this long because it's just about a stupid blueprint.
It's a ninja! Shing!
Oh, not too much going on anime-wise. Just continuing to watch the seasonal shows that I'm watching. I really do need to get back and catch up to certain shows like, what is it, Seiyu's Life, which is that voice actor one, and the Rampo, that mystery one that's based on some author's work, even that Sky Wizard garbage. But I did watch some stuff. I watched the latest episode of Prison School, which I have to say, over time, the guys have grown on me. Each one has been fairly annoying except for the main guy from the beginning, but then they've each had their, well, the one guy who has, like, who always wears the hood and he can't see his face, he's just kind of there. He doesn't have much of a personality, so he's been fine. But the other ones have kind of been annoying in various ways, but have all started to grow on me, except Andre. I can't stand Andre. I don't think I will ever be able to like Andre because, one, I don't like his personality, which is all about getting beaten. I don't like his character design at all. He's an incredibly ugly looking character that hit, and terribly designed. I don't think there's anything about that design that is interesting or funny or anything at all. Just is disgusting to look at. And it was exacerbated in this last episode when he is just kind of, he's just wanting to be beaten so badly, and he's basically being kind of brainwashed and tricked into escaping from prison with this entire setup thing. He looks so nasty. I eat when I watch anime. I would want to vomit almost watching him, especially when he got to the fence, the barbed wire fence, and was just pushing all of his fat into that fence. It was, ugh, super, super disgusting, yucky, ugh. But I'm still in the same weird place with Prison School where there are things I like about it, but then the ridiculous elements of fan service that it does put in place, that it does use, really, it's too much for me. And that it's so ridiculously over the top and self-serving and just, I don't find it funny the way it handles everything. So, and for me, fan service is never something I'm titillated by. I don't find anything super, I mean, it doesn't get my sex drive going when I see all these anime boobies and whatnot going on the screen. I just accept the fact that it is a part of a lot of anime. And sometimes it can be funny. And sometimes it can be gross and weird. And Prison School is definitely more on the weirder side. Sometimes a bit too weird. But yeah, it's all right. It's also just weird because sometimes the show looks not too bad and sometimes it just looks ugly. But that's also in part because of character design and stuff like that. It's still funny just watching it and seeing these ridiculous. So clearly, like, they're just like, here, we put the camera here so you can get this angle of whatever female body part, but we can't show you, or we're not showing you in this version. This is the censored version. So you just see this entire, like, half the screen or, like, the center of the screen is all blurred out. And it's just, like, or has, like, you know, dark shadowy blur over it. So it's like, oh, okay. It's like a bug is always in the camera lens. So you can't actually see any of the cash and prizes. Watch the latest episode of Akagami no Shirayuki Hime. I think that's the name of the Snow White one. With the red hair. And yeah, I don't know. There's a part of me that after this last episode is thinking maybe it might turn things around, but at the same time it also does feel like it's still so invested and focused on this love between the two main characters that I'm just kind of like, I don't really care. I don't like how much that shoved in my face, but I guess, I mean, it's weird because in a different anime, a different setting, a different story, I would be fine with it. But there's just something about this world and the main character, the main lady, who I feel like deserves more than that. Watch the latest episode of God Eater, episode 3, the latest episode that's on Crunchyroll. It's probably like at episode 9 or something, like most shows at this point. Actual airing. I don't know what to say about the show in that. I'm not sure if people who play the game are really invested in it and are loving it, but I find it incredibly boring. Even when there's like so much action happening in an episode, I still find it super, super boring. I was just bored out of my mind watching the third episode. There are times when it looks really pretty because I like that more painterly, really like kind of soft art style it has going for it, and sharp, hard shadows and stuff like that. But it's just so boring, and I don't care about any character, and the enemy design I don't really care about. It was kind of intriguing the way it ended with this giant monster, but other than that, it was just kind of like, ugh, this is doing nothing for me. I'm so dead inside watching it. But yeah. And then I think the last few ones I watched, Oremonogatari, which is a weird episode. I can't remember if I read somewhere or if like something came up where I'm not sure if there's going to be more, like I said before, but this is a weird episode just because, I don't know, it didn't really feel like it Well, of course, it didn't progress much of anything with Takeo and Yamato, but I didn't really like it because I love Suna as a character, but I think her name is Yukiko. She is just getting on my nerves the whole time. She's an incredibly annoying character, and I'm sure there are people out there, a lot of people out there, who are probably like, no, she's super cute, super adorable, she's so kawaii, but I don't think that at all. She's just incredibly annoying, and I am at least... The one thing I was happy about leaving that episode was that Suna was not actually into her. Like, he was just being the nice person he is, and is fine. And, you know, he's cool being friends with her and stuff and all that, but he's not into her. And that makes me happy, because if he ended up being into her, one, I wouldn't have bought it for a second. And two, I would have lost my mind because she's so annoying. And he should be with someone better than such an annoying, creepy, weird person. And then I watched Imoto Umaru-chan, which I love that show now. It started off a bit rocky because she was so annoying, but it's been great ever since. And you get to see how she's sort of coming to appreciate and realize that she has all these people in her life. Who, and a lot of them, I'm trying to think if, well, yeah, nobody actually knows every side of her other than her brother. But then you have these people who are like, okay, well, she knows her as the, you know, perfect schoolgirl. This one knows her, but doesn't know that she knows her as this fellow otaku. And then this one knows her as her little, believing her, that she's her little sister, who's this little cute, adorable, crazy thing. But yeah, it's a very, very cute, adorable, kawaii show, and I highly recommend watching it for anyone. But if you love to overdose on kawaii, Himoto Maru-chan is the show for you, and it's got some of the best OP music and just the video to go along with it of any show this season. It's one of my favorites, maybe my favorite of the season. And I think I'm going to go through, once this season wraps up for all the shows, actually sit back and then watch all of them from beginning, you know, the full 1 minute and 30 seconds that most of them run, and, you know, throw out my top five or so probably of this season, because it's rare for there to be a show with an OP that I actually want to watch. And with Himoto Maru-chan, I'm like, yeah, I will sit back and I will watch this because it's so much fun and it's so cute. I mean, the part where she's got like the maracas and there's a whole bunch of versions of her just dancing around, like that is, I remember when I first saw a GIF for that, I was like, oh my god, this is a gift of a GIF, because it was super kawaii. And then I haven't started any new show from the backlog, or, you know, something that's already done that I can eat up as well. But if y'all have any recommendations for shows to check out, I would love to hear what y'all think I should watch next. Nothing too crazy, you know, something that's 12 to 26 episodes long. I don't want something that's like 50 or something. I don't want One Piece. Don't say One Piece or Naruto or anything like that. Try to be not a mean person. And, you know, give me something that's in that 12 to 26 episode, that basic episode run. Yeah. And that's pretty much it, anime-wise. It's getting weird knowing that a lot of shows are getting close to coming to an end. And this is something I realize. Gangsta is apparently only 12 seasons, so there has to be another season, because the way the show's been going, there's no way in hell it could wrap up anything at all in what I've seen. So... And I know there have been quite a few volumes of the manga, so maybe there'll be even more than just two seasons. I don't know. But even so, that just reminds me of a show that was from, I think, the spring that I should probably check out, that Seraph of something or whatever. I think it was like a vampire show or something. Maybe I'll check that out. Anyway, that's it for the anime. So have a good day and enjoy the canned outro that y'all are about to hear. Ooh. Bye-bye.
Inside Ninja! Shing.
And that will do it for this here episode of the Pixelated Sausage Podcast. Once again, I am your host, Mark Kuznez. Y'all can find me on Twitter and Instagram at PXSausage. The site is, of course, pixelatedsausage.com. The show can be found on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, SoundCloud, YouTube, wherever you feel like listening to it. And if you haven't already, it actually would be greatly appreciated if you subscribed, rated, and reviewed the show on iTunes, because that really does help out more than you might think. And if you are into video games, I do record a podcast every other week called Pixelated Radio with a group of fine fellas. And yeah, that's all about the video games and definitely worth checking out. And one of my fellow co-hosts from that show does a show about racing. So if you're into cars that go really fast, you should check out Sports Car Unleash at scunleashed.com. That is, of course, on iTunes, as are all the shows mentioned. And, yeah, if you have any questions, comments, rants, I don't know what, you can leave a comment on the post. You can tweet at me, going tweet, 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 tweet. Or you could email the show directly at psp@pixelatedsausage.com. Or, yeah, do whatever you want. I don't know. Find out where I live through the internet and throw a brick through my window. Please don't do that. But if you have any questions, etc., I'd love to hear them. And so I bid y'all farewell for now and hope y'all have a lovely rest of the day. And I look forward to letting you hear me talk in the future. And I hope y'all look forward to that too. So cheers and let loveliness find its way into your day.
Lærer meget fra frakaste. Kunne du ikke glemme det? Jeg gav det, som du gav det. Kunne du, du måtte ikke alt. Hvad læser så ikke? Kunne du finde du ikke? Før nogen er farde. 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 Det meget min. Elsker min. Mother of me, let that kiss her bad, let that kiss her bad man. Sam du gerre kutu nun as yada thwi sam yemun gerre kutu hjartan skal de andre kutu and du out eke hjorte farde 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 that a mother min elska min mother min. Let that kiss you bad, let that kiss you bad, man.